Topsy birds
in the morning.
Topsy birds
in the morning.
Good morning.
Ron Gregory here. Well, I have a special guest on the phone. I've been dying to get a hold of this man for a couple of days now to congratulate him on his nomination to the National Radio Hall of Fame. I'm talking about legendary Bob Sievers. Bob, how are you?
Well, I'm all right. I'm not in voice. You and I have a lot in common this morning.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm sure I've got a long way to go. I know that.
With you, it's a cold. With me, I think it's old age.
Oh, is that what it is?
You no, know, just the last couple of weeks.
You know, for someone who's been around as long as you have, you since you brought up the subject of age, I think you're just in fantastic shape, Bob. You know, we have lunch every Wednesday, and
Yeah. You're
still as sharp as a tack in my book.
What did you say?
I said you're still as sharp as a tack in my book.
I have been on the station about 70 years. I first... signed it on from the Gospel Temple after my morning paper route, and then I would go to Southside High School to school, and that was, I think, December 4th, 1932, that I first signed WoWo on the air.
Wow. So you were on the air at WoWo for 50 years, and then another 20 years of them using your voice.
Oh, yeah, doing voiceovers and things.
But 50 years doing the morning show at WoWo. I was there 24 years, and that's, I don't even hold a candle to you. I thought I was there a long time.
24 years is a long time.
Well, I guess so, but I'm still having fun. As you know, Bob, it's tough to walk away from this business.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's so much fun for all of us.
Oh, now, that's right.
Now, the reason I'm calling is to congratulate you on your nomination for the National Radio Hall of Fame. This is the big broadcast museum in Chicago.
Well, I want to thank you for the congratulations, Ron.
By the way, have you seen the list of the other nominees?
Well, I'm surprised. Art Bell, I don't think I stand a chance. It's kind of comical putting me against Art Bell with him, a national figure. So,
well, see, now that's the difference, though. Art Bell is nominated for national network or syndicated radio.
Oh, I see.
See, and you're nominated in the local category, so I don't think you have to worry too much about him. Also, Dr. Laura Schlesinger and Bob Kingsley. Along with Marion McPartland, who's on PBS.
Uh-huh.
Now, in your category, you do have some competition here. Bob Collins, who was the morning man on WGN for 25 years. Dan Ingram of WABC in New York. He's my all-time hero. I kind of studied him when I was a kid and was inspired to get into radio. Rufus Thomas, who you might remember was a disc jockey in Memphis and then went on to make some records in the mid-30s and 40s. And, of course, Mr. Bob Sievers. And, by the way, here's what it says on the National Radio Hall of Fame website on the Internet. It says, yeah. Bob Sievers, legendary morning announcer on WoWo Fort Wayne, also helped start the station while in high school and spent almost 50 years on the air. Well, I think that almost is that we should take out the word almost.
Yes, right. Yes, I should say so.
But I'm going to send a copy of that over to you, Bob. Anyway, the voting is August 1st. By the way, if you want to vote, you have to join the Hall of Fame. That's $15. So, Bob, if you'll issue a check to everybody who votes, I think you're in good shape.
Fine.
Anyway, the voting is August 1st on that, and when you win, and you're inducted into the Hall of Fame, I told you the other day I'd volunteer to drive you up to the museum in Chicago.
All right, well, Ron, I appreciate that, and it came as a surprise to me. It's embarrassing in a way. I didn't think that I deserved something like that, but anyway... I feel honored that I was one of the few that were chosen.
Well, take it from me, who was, I think I was 23 when I first met you and joined the staff of WoWo years ago in 1973. Take it from me, you have influenced a lot of people and you've helped even more. So,
well, I've enjoyed my work on the radio and speaking in person and speaking to young people to congratulate them. And I've told all of the young people, it was almost a miracle that I got into radio, and I wanted them each to remember my favorite sentence. 10 words made up of 2 letters each word. If it is to be, It is up to me, and it is up to each and every young person wanting or desiring a job for them to be their best and to work to that end and pray to that end, and nothing can keep them from being what they want to be.
Wow, well said. Well said, Bob. And by the way, folks, that's coming from the man who played the first Elvis Presley record ever on the radio. And that was a long time ago.
That brings back a lot of memories.
Sure. Bob, congratulations on the nomination. We'll see what happens in August, and I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Ron, I'll be listening to you, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is the legendary Bob Sievers, just nominated for the Broadcasting Hall of Fame in Chicago. He's already in the Indiana Hall of Fame, by the way. He's in the booth right next to me. Yeah, and if you believe that...